I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
We're in the middle of a discussion about Mario Brothers games. And the first one to the second one to the third one. And how the second one is such a huge fucking dump of a game. And how much of a bummer it is. And that was, like, King brought that up, like, how bad 2 was. And it was. And it's barely a Mario game because, like, I just actually learned this, like, literally this week. It is insane that this was brought up. It was not a Mario game. So Japan, they released Mario Brothers 2, but it was too fucking difficult. And so they literally, like... They had a game that already existed that was something else, and they just put Mario over the character. And so it literally is not a Mario game, but they threw the Mario name on it because they needed a game to sell. So that's why Mario 2 sucks, is because not Mario. Yes. Wasn't supposed to be Mario. And they didn't release the too difficult one here because they said the American audience couldn't handle it.
Well, there obviously would have been, I mean, there was rage across all Marios.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Oh, just raging of the game, dying.
Oh, yeah.
Some bullshit. Yeah. So, I mean, that's even to this day, still, nice. I was playing, I got a Super Nintendo not long ago. I was playing some Super Mario World. It still can rage.
Yeah, that game. But yeah, I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But like newer Mario games, I don't know if you guys have played them on like the Switch or the Wii or anything like that. They fucking rule. Like they are awesome, and they're not like they're like the perfect line difficulty wise because obviously we're talking about like kids playing these games and it needs to be cute and it's all of those things, but it's also really fun. And they come up with these like really creative like character suit ideas and stuff like that, and it's just it's rad.
Well, that's the problem with the new generation. They made it too cutesy and too easy instead of ragey enough to get you good at shit. If like you were the same age, I mean, growing up, you know, playing Mario, playing any of those games on Nintendo were hard.
Yeah.
Contra was hard.
Yeah.
All those games are hard. Paperboy was impossible. And it's like,
yeah.
literally there's impossible. There's the ongoing thing of the Top Gun game being like the hardest game in the world to land like the fighter jet on it. That built fucking character.
Yeah, I don't know. So my question to you, Ski, is was that a conscious decision on the developer's part to make the game difficult, or was it a limitation of the technology?
The technology played it because you're trying to make it a little more difficult, but when you're kind of...
You're dealing with 4 bits.
Like, yeah, you can only do so much to increase difficulty, and it goes from 0 to 1 million real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of 4 bits, welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast.
I know, right? Ooh. I know.
Throw them bits.
Bits.
Oh, yeah.
Give us some bits.
4 bits.
Happy Pride Month. And everybody who's like hates it and talks shit about it online, fuck your feelings. Deal with
little
it.
happy nuclear family month.
Happy. I saw motherfuckers on what, like. This is on me.
Go ahead. No,
you go. But what I don't get about the I think it's like Tennessee and Indiana are really trying to make June nuclear family month. A gay family can like be a nuclear family, right? Am I wrong there? Like. Am I misunderstanding?
A nuclear family is just two coded. Parents.
It's coded.
Right?
It's coded.
I know it's coded, it's but coded. Like, you know, and if you want to go in depth with nuclear family, it means you move in like the mother-in-law and, you know, whatever, I guess. But yeah, I was like, oh, that seems like
This is on me. This is on me because I saw this in like Facebook comments. So it's on me. Never should have been there in the first place. Like, you know what? It is what it is. It was like an OPB story, though. And it was, and I saw comments from our fellow Oregonians saying, this is Veterans Month. I observe this as Veterans Month. Like, shut the fuck up, man. No, you fucking don't. All right, how do you observe it? How do you observe Veterans Month, you fucking asshole? Like, shut
by
up.
By saluting the troops. What do you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, by you're saluting them by posting this comment on Facebook, and then that's it. And then you do nothing else different. So shut up. Shut up. Fuck your feelings. Like, feelings.
I support the troops like any fucking red-blooded fucking American. They get a lot of recognition.
They sure fucking
across
do.
All the year, every sporting event cuts to, hey, here's Jim Bob that served in the United States military, standing ovation at every sporting event, every day of the year. We get
the USAA Credit Union commercial on every sporting event. When we get the USS Super Gay Credit Union commercial, too, exactly. then we're equal.
When Gronk is on my TV, I fucking stand up and salute, just like the next red-blooded American.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Fucking boo. I just, like, shut up. Get over yourself, bro. Like,
I'm surprised at least you're seeing that. And, you know, we're in June with Juneteenth and stuff. I thought they'd be pushing more of like, oh, like this is what, white person month, white person appreciation month. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Right. Because white people famously like not appreciated and overlooked and, you know, like pushed down and like, subjugated. Like,
I will say though, the like Pelosi and them,
King's doing a hear me out. King's doing a hear me out.
Well, that did ruin it.
Pelosi and them really did hurt the Juneteenth
To try to be an ally.
It's one of the worst pictures in existence.
They're so bad. Oh. Even in real time, it's like I know we're doing the woke. Yeah.
I know. It's just, like, it's COVID, George Floyd. I get it.
Go back to sleep. We don't need to awake for that one. Like,
that's a decade of white people just stepping back. God. Of like, all right, hey,
taking a knee with a mask on, wearing a dashiki.
This is very much why I'm saying fucking age limit these politicians, limit these old white fucking pieces of shit. Ugh. Please get them out.
We hate
boomers anyway. Yeah. Get them out of here.
In fairness, woke 2.0 is giving us that Plattner guy from Maine who might be a Nazi, but it's whatever. So, you know, we may have been rebounding from the Pelosi and Schumer Daishiki era into electing guys with Nazi tattoos.
Polar opposite. Yeah.
The Democratic Party's doing great, guys.
Hey, dude. Nazis are people too, bro. Like, they deserve a space.
They are. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they do deserve space.
It worked well
for the Republicans. Might as well try it out.
Exactly.
Why the hell not?
The Plattner controversy this week was him being on, was it Kick at some point, and sending like explicit messages to women being like, my cock is like Lenin's hammer. What the fuck, dude? You're a freak.
I love go with the communism route with it. I like it.
What the hell?
God, fucking Bad Lieutenant turned me off from the word cock forever, I think. Like, God, I can't, like, when I hear that word now, all I do is picture Harvey Keitel masturbating in the street now. It's just like, I can't.
Turn me on to cocaine more.
Somebody take cock back. Like, somebody, like.
If you want to see masturbating in the street in New York, I mean, that was probably last night after a game one. So.
Hey, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Bing bong. Yeah. Booble, that's bait.
Bing bong.
Booble asks, what do you put in place of milk and cookies on Juneteenth Eve? That's bait, and I'm not taking it.
That's a setup. That's a setup if I've ever seen one.
Yep.
I just put white guilt underneath my tree.
Just lay it out, yeah.
Just lay it right out. What kind of tree am I laying out for Juneteenth? Oh, that's,
put that shit at the very bottom of the tree as well.
No.
Nothing's hanging off that. Everything's down.
No.
What?
No.
We're setting the stage
Ski,
here.
Stop Ski. Talking.
What is going on? We're just having a conversation.
Yeah. Well, we can't have conversations in America. Braga? What do you think, communist fucking Platner fan over here?
Free speech?
Yeah.
This guy. I love the way you're using communist tonight too, by the way. It's great.
Well, we're creeping up on November here, so it's time to start hitting the talking points.
Ski Hinchcliffe. Yep. Actually, the last couple months, Ski, you're like,
hey, it's been King feeding it.
I am. I'm influencing the pod as you're.
He is Hinchcliffe. If anything, I'm Shane Gillis just riffing off him.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I may be your gay, friendly neighborhood uncle, but I am a racist Republican. So it's a duality of me.
I'll let you guys figure out what that makes me. I'm out of
it. It just
I'm
makes you an air traffic controller. You're just getting the planes in.
Yeah, but what am I in the roast of Kevin Hart? What am I in that world? I didn't actually watch it, so I'm okay. Brian Redband.
We'll leave that one. We'll leave Redband. That one alone.
Yeah.
Pete Redband Davidson? Works. I think Redband. Yeah, I think he has a proclivity to Asian women, so I think that works.
Or you could just be that Jamie guy from the Joe Rogan podcast. Just hey Jamie, look it up.
Yeah.
Did the Jews sink the Titanic? Is that real what I'm seeing on TikTok, Jamie? Is that what I'm you're familiar with all with the Joe Rogan podcast?
He's got ivermectin to the brain, yo. Ivermectin to the brain.
Did you see that Joe Rogan might do be the 60 minutes 60 host minutes. After they
It's just going to be nothing but facts coming at you.
CBS, what the fuck, man? what are we doing?
Well, King knows what he was doing. That's why he picked our movie this week to be on Paramount Plus. He supports CBS.
I do. Yeah. I do. Who's the big Paramount guy? I'm blanking on his name. The guy who bought it all. Ellison family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big. Go big. Go blue. Go Michigan. I'm a big Ellison guy.
Yeah.
By the way, our movie this week is Chicago. So it's
on Paramount. Speaking of Chicago.
Paramount Plus. Yeah.
Dangerous.
Well, I'll say you're kind of mixing worlds. With Pride
Month.
Hometown and
then of Barack
also...
Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
Can't walk down the street there. That's what I've heard.
Mm-mm. Good shot, right?
That's what Spencer Pratt told me. Mm-hmm. Can't walk down the streets of Chicago.
He does have cool hats.
It sucks.
You posted those. They are cool hats. Objectively cool hats.
The liquor one is too cool. I hate it. It's too cool.
Awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I saw one. Was he ripping off the Clippers logo on one of them?
Yes.
I'm surprised they're letting him get away with some of that. Trademark. That's some borderline bomber. Trademark infringement right there.
Yeah, but it's Bomber. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Bomber. I don't know. He's gonna buy like the. What's he gonna buy? He was gonna buy a team.
The Seahawks.
Yeah, he's gonna buy the Seahawks, right? That'll be interesting. I'm not in favor because they don't need help and fuck them. But
I mean,
whatever.
You guys are all. I mean, that division's dead anyway.
Dead division.
For one, there's one team that's going to run away with that division this year.
Oh, is there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, ain't your team.
Cardinals?
The Cardinals are the only bad. I mean, I was going to say quote unquote, but no, they're actually bad. But
no,
they got rid of Kyler Murray. They're on the ups.
The Rams, Niners, and Seahawks are all going to make the playoffs, and it's fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous how good that fucking division is. Or somebody's going to fuck up outside of playing those other two teams, and like just barely miss out because it's
someone's gonna lose to like the Colts.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones is
the
just shit ass,
the shit ass butt ass Colts. Yeah,
team's a fucking wagon.
The Colts. Yeah.
Hey, the good news is we're not the Packers. We didn't pay Alec Pierce that much money, at least, so we got that going for us.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Before we get to sports, our podcast is brought to you again by ThinkJinx.com. So ThinkJinx.com, when you need dog food and stuff and junk, ThinkJinx.com. They have meal toppers. They got like treats and stuff. It's all good. They got cat food now too. So ThinkJinx.com. Reason I bring up ThinkJinx.com, I had another dog incident. Pod pup, up to no good. I had like a work meeting this morning. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to keep you cooped up the whole time. It's like 45 minutes. Let him outside. Put him in the backyard. Fence the thing up. Cool, cool, cool. Meeting's over. Go back there. All right, buddy, time to come back in. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. This fucker knows he's not supposed to be digging in the backyard. Not supposed to be digging holes. I put a good, it's got to be like two or three bills now into like fixing and the grass based on holes that he's dug. I have a area of dirt with new grass that's just like growing. I put chicken wire over it so he can't get to it. He moved some of the chicken wire and dug a hole. And so I like, I'm like, hey man, how's it going? And then I notice it and I'm like, you mother. And like, as soon as I did that, he bolts. He's like, he knew he fucked up. Cause I've yelled at him for this before. He knew he fucked up. And I was like,
oh no, disaster.
And I'm like,
what a bad idea.
Tell me about it. And so I assume he's just like scared, right? So he just like goes into a corner or something like that, and he's just like, wait till dad cools down. So I go over there, I like sort of patch up the hole, like move some dirt around, make it all flat again. And then I turn around, he is gone. Like gone. And I call for him and he does not come. And I do the special whistle. I got like a special whistle where it's like he comes right away every single time. If there's like other dogs that want to play with him, I do the whistle and he comes.
Oh, the whistle.
Yeah, it's a great whistle. he doesn't. Walk around my block. I can't find him. He's gone. Like what? I spooked the shit out of my dog. He's gone. And I like walk down the street. I see like people driving by. I'm like, hey, did you see this dog? Like, and they're like, no, I'll keep an eye out though. And so I get in my car and I'm like driving around the neighborhood looking for him. And like my assumption is that he's just going to be home when I get back. Like that's my assumption. So I'm like driving around, like going through the motions. Sure enough, I like give up after like 10 minutes and I go back home and he's like in the garage waiting for me, looking at me, wagging his tail like, hey man, what's going on? What's up, dad? you wanna go play? Let's go play. I'm like, you get the fuck in my house and go sit down, you piece of shit. For one, digging a hole. For two, scaring me like that. Interrupting my work day. Oh, shit.
Sometimes you gotta let him go rogue to know what it's like on the outside.
Yeah.
You got to let them go feral, hit their
go
roots.
Go feral a little bit, yeah. See what it's like out there for a little bit, bud.
That's part
you
of
do that shit again.
Part of why I'm bummed I didn't actually find him, because I'm curious how far he went. I want to see where he went to, like, because I sort of walked into the neighbor's backyard just to check if he had gotten in there, like, across the street, like, the neighbor. I'm like, did he get in their crap? And I don't know where he went, man. I'm very curious. Like, did he go too far? And it was like, oh, shit, I need to go back home. Dad!
Well, Booble makes a good point. Sounds uh-huh. like he needs to be eating some of that, like, Pedigree or Alpo and not getting that sweet, sweet Think Jinx.
Yeah, he doesn't get the good stuff.
No more
right?
Organic Think Jinx. You need to fill him with processed chicken and goldfish. Just guts.
There you go. Yep. There you go. I'll go down to, like, the fish market and get their garbage stuff that they throw out when they're done, like,
that's
skimming.
That's good for dogs, though. get those amino acids. Yeah, like omega 3 fatty acids.
That's actually, yeah, it's actually probably something I should be doing. That's a good point.
Yeah, fish oil pills are gross.
They are gross. He gets
a McRib, says Swoosh. That's a good idea.
Yeah, McRibs are pretty good, though.
Definite diarrhea. Like,
never had a McRib.
Never.
Huh. Never.
They're average. Exceedingly average. Like,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. They don't much taste like rib either. Like, it's...
Well, they're definitely not rib. There's definitely no rib meat involved. I mean, they press them in the shape of rib-ish.
Kind of.
Vaguely.
Vaguely a rib. Yeah.
Yeah, they just kind of cut some slats in it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, I imagine that's what they actually do, right? They, like, just get some pork and, like, sort of shape it in the shape of a rib and then, like, smother it in barbecue sauce or whatever. Okay.
Some pickles, some onion, a bun.
Sounds good. It sounds good.
It's not. But try it. Like, by all means, like, try it once just to say you have, but. Yeah.
But while we're on that, have either of you ever had a Filet-O-Fish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. How are those?
They're good.
No.
It's been a long time, but, like, they're good. I remember Burger King had, like, the BK Broiler or something like that. That was, like, their fish sandwich, like, back in the day or something. That shit was bomb. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's what Swoosh said. You, like, smother it in tartar sauce. Like, that shit rules.
The piece of American cheese on it always threw me off of why I never got it.
Yeah.
I was just like, huh. Fish, McDonald's.
There's, like, literally nothing else. There's, like, literally nothing else on it. Like, if they don't put the cheese on it, it's just fish in a bun. But, you know, it's good. Fish is good. Fried fish is good. Just is.
It's good that you're actually thinking that's actually, you know, fish. Like a filet. It's definitely not a filet of a fish.
There's probably some tilapia. Some tilapia.
A little bit.
Tilapia and catfish. Like the bottom barrel there. Catfish. Yeah. Some channel fish.
Oh, yeah. Not maybe one of the fish you pulled out of your fucking pond. One of those some sort of little shitty pan fish.
Oh, man. Can I give you just a quick update on that?
What was that? I think it's
a green fish.
Okay, all right.
I think it's a green
sunfish.
Yeah, green sunfish. Mm. And so every time I clean the pond, you find surprises. Like last year, I found like a whole bunch of just goldfish that were just living in the dirt, and they were like dark brown, nasty. This year, all I had was
some
panfish.
Gutter goldfish, man. They've seen some.
No, they were.
They've seen some shit.
Nasty.
That was very Trump-esque, like talking about.
I know
all the bad
down at the bottom some in the dirt.
Some bad hombres down there.
The bad hombres. Yeah.
I cleaned it out over the weekend, drained it all, and I had four fish. I had whatever that panfish is that is in there, two koi that were about 6 or 7 inches long, you know, and one goldfish.
But they were supposed to be in there, right?
Yeah. And then the next day I went and looked and there's only the panfish. I think a heron came. I think I made the water too clean and it got the two koi. Oh, well.
Well, survival of the fittest. We know who's
My whole thing is I'll just go to Petco and spend $20 and get some.
Were you continuing to like throw food into the pond, assuming something, were they just living off the land?
Oh, living off the land. Yeah. Once November hits, they get no food from me. Mm. I don't even throw that winter like log down there for them. Like eat the poop. There's going to be some leaves in there. Eat those. And if you don't, that's fine. But they always seem to survive. And like I said, I think I made it too clean and a heron probably came, or maybe a raccoon. I don't know. But I got to keep some fish in there just for mosquito control. That's really all it is. But
That's what my neighbors have literally 10 cats. And normally I'd be like, oh, man, that's fucking. But I don't have mice. There's no rats. Like, there's
no
vermin.
They serve a purpose.
No vermin of any kind in our neighborhood. So, you know, do it.
Hey.
By all
absolutely
means. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're creating an ecosystem out here with apex predators. Yeah,
we need them apex predators.
That's right.
I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
You ever put mesh down? Asks Fender.
No, I could.
sounds too much like work. Sorry, bud.
They're fucking fish, well,
no,
man.
No, my thing is, it's like a 250, maybe 300 gallon pond. It's not big. So I'm never going to have like a 4-foot koi that I need to care about. If I have a koi that lasts for 2 years and gets to like 8 or 9 inches, that's cool. And then if it dies, I just go to PetSmart and replace it for $4.99. Start the cycle over. Yeah. If I had a bigger one, I would. But I basically, this is just leave the window open at night because it's right underneath our, you can hear it from our bedroom. So it's just ambient sound basically in the summer. But
yeah. And also another way to look at it is, again, it's the ecosystem. Like the birds are getting fed. And man,
In fairness, though, I don't like the birds. I don't like the herons. Had a stand down with them a couple years ago. Not afraid of BB guns. Nope. Don't like them. Yeah. Dinosaurs. Pterodactyls.
They are.
Prehistoric. Get them out. Don't like them.
Get them out of here.
Birds aren't real anyway, so fuck them.
Yeah. Show me one.
Whatever happened? Where did all those people go? The birds aren't real people. Did they disappear to?
I'm one.
I think I started talking about yellow 5 and red dye. I think that became there. You know, yellow five will shrink your nards. You know that, right?
Yeah. More?
Remember that like 40 years ago.
Drink them a Mountain Dew, your nards just shrink.
Can't get any
a little
smaller.
Bit every time.
Can't get any smaller, man. Everything I do in my life has been gearing towards shrinking those things. Hey, on that note,
you got some BBs in the sack. now I'm just trying to imagine yours, you know, hitting
ding,
something
ding,
sound.
Ding,
just,
ding,
you
know,
ding, ding, ding.
Like shake, it's like shaking a bottle of spray paint.
Clinking around in there. Yep.
On that note,
does it make a sound when you masturbate?
Ow! Ow! Ow!
No. Spray a little WD-40 in your hole.
But they're really tiny, but I have a huge sack. So it's like...
good combo. I got to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you want.
The most attractive thing on a man, their scrotum.
It's like a really, really overweight person losing a whole bunch of weight really fast and like the flappy skin or whatever. That's what my ball sack is. Yeah.
You got a hound dog's. Your
jowls.
Looks like a hound dog's jowls.
My dick has jowls. Little... Yeah. What can I say?
Your dick is this big. So, I mean, it all evens out, you know? You gotta take the good with the bad.
It's that color too. Like, don't ask any questions about it. Yeah,
it probably is.
Yeah,
yeah. I always wondered when,
but
one of
really,
our, you know, our
really bright orange pubes. So, like, imagine paint the picture.
Come on, Bob Ross.
Yeah,
paint it.
Sorry,
you're the one that always is painting the picture.
No, not on that one.
No, all right.
I'm gay, but not that gay.
Sorry, Ski. I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Well, it wasn't much. It was more of just when one of our brothers loses a testicle to, you know, cancer or something bad like that. What do they do with the sack? Do they tuck it up in there? So, or do they just let the flap hang?
That's a great question.
Just let the flap hang.
Yeah,
that's a great question. I've never seen that answered.
I mean, I believe it is. Yeah,
you can put a fake one in there. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
like a glass eye.
What's the point of that?
Does it throw your like equilibrium off? Like you get tilty if you only have one?
Like part of me is curious, like what it does if you only have one while you're in the throes of passion.
Yeah, I was gonna say you start throwing and you're like
to a side.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like leaning to one side all of a sudden, unconsciously. Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, chat, figure that out.
I feel like CTE Benoit would have an answer on this one. Yeah. Well, actually, I didn't pay for it, but I have seen.
Okay. I was going to say, on the note of birds aren't real people, there was a conspiracy theory dropped this week that, like, shook everybody to their core, I think. I was actually going to bring it up, so it's really cool that you brought up the bird thing. So Guy Fieri not actually eating food. So there is, so if you haven't seen it, there's the video that somebody slowed down of him faking eating food with chopsticks. So like he literally brings the sticks up to his mouth. There is no food on those sticks and moves his mouth acting like he was actually eating something. I need somebody to do deep dives. I need.
Oh, there are people doing extreme deep dives often.
I need to see those results as soon as humanly possible. Like, I need an answer to this. Because Fender's like, I've seen him eat a half a burger. Okay, but did you? Did you see that?
Did you?
Was there a bite of the burger and then he just brought it up to his face? It didn't actually eat anything? Is Guy Fieri out there eating? I don't know.
No. The only thing I could say, I'll blame the producers. I'm sure they try to get some B-roll, like, oh, just get some, like, you're acting like you're eating. But who the fuck puts that in there?
Why are we doing that?
Why are we doing
that?
Exactly.
Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? So a few things I now know for sure. Yeah.
Great question. Well, it's not. Does he lose his title as mayor of Flavortown because of this? Does he get demoted at least?
Well, he does still get the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Jerry Seinfeld didn't want to eat the mutton, but he still tasted it technically.
Yeah.
He did get the flavor, even though Jerry, you know, put it in the napkin and.
Yeah. Sure.
Nice current reference, by the way. Jerry Seinfeld eating mutton.
Yeah, when's the last time you had a nice piece of mutton?
Don't even know what it is still.
It's like an old sheep, old lamb. Lamb's young, old sheep.
Do you see the
old sheep?
Yeah, it's an old one, I believe, is what mutton is.
Do you see the city of Portland banned foie gras? It actually like passed the entire city. You can't serve foie gras.
Not even that good.
I didn't even know what the fuck it was. It's fucked up.
Fatty goose liver, really, man.
You force feed ducks and then like take their liver out and
like, Canadian geese.
Oh, you got problems with Canada's geese? Yeah. You got a problem with me?
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not good enough.
You've had it.
Yeah, it's not good enough to warrant
what
like fighting
what? What was the setting when you had it? Were you at like a wedding, or did you like order it yourself?
No, it was one of those. It was like an appetizer, like a little appetizer course. It had like three or four things, and just had some, you know, it's in like just a pate. So you just kind of spread it on something. I was like, all right, that's all right.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good, and it's fucked up. So like, yeah,
that's why I said it's not. If it tasted real good, I'd fight them. I'd be fuck them geese. That shit tastes real good.
I mean, Canadian geese do suck.
And they in suck. Fairness. Geese
in
suck.
Fairness. Like I've maintained that I could beat up an urban coyote. I don't know if I could beat up an urban goose.
Nah, I'd fuck you up.
Yeah.
It would fuck you up. Yeah. Let's see. Fender said he lived in the birthplace of foie gras and he said he hated it. WCP says barf inducing. So yeah. All right. I guess I'll probably never have that in my life.
But see, that's fine. You're not missing out.
That is fine. Yeah.
It's almost like a saw punishment, just overfeeding these things.
And then making them eat their own liver.
You can get out of here if you eat your own fatty liver.
Yep.
Well, wasn't that?
I don't think that works out, buddy.
Yep, Fender got it right. I was like, that's basically one of the things in Seven, the movie. Yeah,
eat himself to death, right?
Well, yeah, sewed up his ass and everything, and just force feed him. Keep feeding him.
Jeez, that movie's fucked up. Goddamn, I haven't thought about that movie in forever. And then, like, first thing that comes to mind is like the razor blade dildo, like the.
Mm-hmm.
The sewing the asshole shut. What was obviously head in the box. What was What were the other ones?
There was Sloth one of them. I can't remember if one was.
Yeah. Was that the food one though? No, that was,
gluttony.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember. Anyway, lawyer cut a pound of his flesh off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 More fucked up. Seven or American History X? Asks Booble.
Ooh. Boy, I really don't like that one scene in American History X. I don't like that.
It sucks.
That's just context. Because what was that Jason Momoa one and that we watched? Him and Bautista, that mm-hmm. movie. I mean, he essentially, he curb stomped that guy's mouth on a counter. It's just,
yeah.
It's not in the setting of racist guy with a fucking swastika tattoo.
Yeah.
You got a fucking happy, fun loving Momoa doing it, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So if it were Jason Momoa and not Edward Norton, then it would be a fine.
Momoa would do it. He does it with a smile. You know,
exactly.
He
puts shaka bra.
He puts hair up before he does it to be polite. You know, it's
there was no hate in that either. There was no hate in that. It was just the guy was attacking him. He had to do it.
Hey.
Hey.
Happens. Didn't want to, bra.
Yeah. let's see. Sports? We could do more video games. CFB 27 stuff came out today. You guys play 26, right? No?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I did. Okay. Yeah. I agree with the people that are like, you don't need to buy the sports games every year because they can't change that much from year to year. So I get that. But what I don't get is what changed and when America as a whole decided we just don't like sports games.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People don't like 2K. People don't like Madden. People don't like college football. Like, was it like VR? Was it seats at movie theaters that make you jump up and down like popcorn kernels? What in our culture became so like realistic and immersive that we're like, you want to know what I like better? I like being Cadillac Williams in 1997 and being a polygon and going like this. Hit X. Now I'm free. That was a juke. Like I because
better hit that K at the end of that.
Because there's just a part of me that's like, okay, like, yeah, yeah. RPOs are clunky. They're hard. Like, I don't know, but I don't want to. There's a part of me that's like, I don't want to hear about. It's not real when the person preaching to me about 2K, not that Donovan Mitchell couldn't do this or whatever, while they're saying, guys, on the left, shoot the orc. Shoot the orc and the goblin. No, the goblin gotcha. That's not real either. We don't have goblins and orcs. What is the difference? Like, that's the thing I don't get is people are so critical of all the games. It's not a football thing. All of the games, sports games. Yeah, happened?
It's easy to focus on Madden with that because that's the
staple.
It's nature of the beast. Like, I think these games literally come out every year.
They just reskin it. It was like Call of Duty. That's the same game. They just reskinned it a little bit.
That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing. But like, how much can you change a for instance, college football game, how much can you change that from year to year? Like, you can update the rosters.
You shouldn't need a new game then. It should just be called Madden, and it should run every three or four years, and there's an update for new rosters, but
they do make upgrades. Like this year's game was better than last year's game. It was like gameplay was better. I know I played a shit ton of both of them. Gameplay was better. Like, the experience was better. And now, like, the 27 one, they just announced a bunch of NIL stuff now that's going to be in there. Like, they're changing stuff. Like,
yeah, but is it warrant being like $70 or $80?
Sure. Like that's, I mean, probably. That's the thing too. That's the thing too. It depends on if you play it. Like I play it a lot. I have a couple. I have a few friends. We have an online dynasty. We fucking play it like all the time. Like I play several games a week because of that. And if I'm doing that for like 6 months, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Also, we're old. Like we got $70 to burn on a video game. You know what I mean? Like we don't have young babies. I got $70. Like fuck it. If it means me enjoying my time doing something fun, fucking spend $70. You know?
Right. And like I dove into just the mentions. Like not even, I didn't even go to like nerd Reddit to see criticisms. And some they were like, wow. There's not even team logos on the gloves this year. Not buying it. Guys.
You're lying, first of all. Like, you're going to buy it.
I'm not. Well, okay, I'm not.
Not
okay.
You, but the guy, yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, wow, the sleeves aren't customizable with team logos. Why do you give a fuck about a sleeve? Like, I get it. I get whatever. That's once you start playing the game, do you really need Spooky Duck
Where's Robo Duck, you fucking coward?
Yeah, is Spooky Duck any different than Combat Duck once the game starts playing and someone's like, it's just, I feel like we're just at a point where everything is so advanced. We just hate games. We just don't like games.
Well, you were in the Reddit forums, which is a terrible place to be if you're looking at them. I'm not sure if you checked out the new, like, God of War. They just dropped a trailer to a new God of War game. And, oh my God, the main character's a woman.
Oh
boy.
Hates it. Reddit hates it.
All this football talk, sports talk, not in comparison to these fucking people
talking about it. Silly woman.
Like didn't we talk about this like a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Like every Disney and Pixar movie stars a woman or a girl. Like story, like movies and games and whatnot have starred women our entire fucking lives. Yeah, Star Wars
back
Outlaws.
Back in my day, like we starred a little toaster. It was better that way.
It was brave. It was a brave toaster.
It was a brave toaster.
Like I'm trying to search for logic with Chuds, right? It's like what are these Chuds thinking?
They think it's like real. They think God of War is happened. Like those are real people in the real mythology. It's like, dude, some person just made this up.
Like also it's like not real. Also the main character is like if we're basing it on that fiction from like a long, long time ago, the main character is a real character from that fiction. what are you talking about? Also, if you're bitching, that probably means you played the first two games, right? Like are we making that assumption? First two on the new gen, like the PS4, PS5.
This guy doesn't count old fucking PS2 games as real games. This fucking guy.
PS2, that's you're making that up. With the sound effect when you turned it on that they actually recorded from dropping a piano from the top of a building, which is kind of cool. That's good.
They had you fucking a chick in the first one, or it was the second one. That's what these people wanted.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people want. That's why Grand Theft Auto is going to break it.
That's the only good thing they're for. Yeah.
I want to rape and pillage minorities on the street. Give me this new Grand Theft Auto. God.
These people are so fucking exhausting. Like, I just...
But back to King's point on the sports games, though. Do you think part of it is because for decades, you know, they used to show that shit on ESPN. You know, Madden and all of that. Since that hasn't been on, because I don't know if there's, an esports leak. I'm sure there is, but they don't.
Sure. I'm sure there still
I've
is.
I've never seen it. It doesn't seem popular. So when it's like that, you just bitch and complain.
Yeah.
So
and if,
it's
and if there are forums for you to be able to do that where there weren't before, then
the internet was the worst invention of all time.
I think the worst part is not so much them bitching, because they're gonna bitch. People are gonna bitch. Chuds are gonna chud. I think it's the people who
chuds are gonna build.
Who give them?
We gotta get our boy out, don't we, King? Hit that GoFundMe.
Free CTB.
I don't think he's getting out.
I don't think so either. I think he met his match legally.
Yep.
Like it's the people who like write the stories about it. Like this, like the new God of War game, or like gamers are complaining about the female protagonist in the new God of War game. Like, don't give them a forum. Don't give them more than a comment section as a forum. Like, you don't need to spread this bullshit. Like, we know these dorks are out there. Like, just, I don't know, man.
I mean, in fairness, if they did see the women Ghostbusters, they can kind of just carry over the complaint.
Valid. That was valid, I guess. I'll get behind them for the women Ghostbusters.
And the Oceans. And the Oceans 1.
Oceans
8. Yeah. Oof.
I think I missed that one.
Oh, you missed that? Oh,
Sandy Bullock? Come on, man.
No. I admit, this is news to me.
Was it Kate Blanchett? Uh-huh. I think was that who else was in it? Was Melissa McCarthy in it as well?
She was. She was like Danny Ocean's sister, right?
Yes,
like Sandra Bullock. Yeah, yeah. She was Clooney's sister.
Is this after the success of Bird Box? Like, when was this?
This was 2018.
After Bird Box, pre-COVID.
This is pre-woke. What were we doing?
Sandy Bullock as Debbie Ocean.
Debbie.
Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Daniela Rabbani. And I don't know these other broads.
I've never heard of this movie. Yeah. I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah, no. How about sports? Can we
sports? Yeah, like 50. Okay. Yeah, the Duck Regional.
Nuttian's check didn't cash this week, so we're not talking baseball.
Well, I mean, we got to talk a little bit of baseball. A little bit. Oregon baseball is fun.
All right, we're good.
I do.
Moving on. Sorry.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
Let's play a game. I'm going to go to Braga, go to Ski, go to me, and then I'll go to Braga and we'll just repeat it, okay? Mm-hmm. Name a player on the Oregon baseball roster.
Can't do it. I genuinely can't do it. I was trying to remember the dude who like
you didn't watch any of the games really.
I did.
It's just a click of the button. Come on.
I did.
They got that Polynesian guy that drops dongs.
That's who I was trying to think of, and I couldn't remember his name. Yeah, because he hit like the biggest bomb ever, ever. I remember you were there, right, King? Like, I remember you dropped a message in the Discord that just said, wow. And you were like 30 seconds ahead of us. And then all of a sudden we were just like, what? And then it was like, oh, shit. Like,
moonrocket. Yeah.
God, they should not give this kid a fucking metal bat. Jesus.
No, like, I know we're kind of doing this is a joke.
Can you name one?
No.
Okay. All right. I saw in the chat, like, Angel. It's like Angel Laya, right? That's his name. Okay.
Well, Junior, I think Junior Lewaki or something is the guy you're thinking of.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But Angel Laya, I think, leads the team in bombs.
Yeah. He's a true freshman, right?
I think so. I think Cam Ann Jr. I think Junior's a red shirt, but whatever.
Right.
The one thing I will say is that the team looks bigger, like throughout the years, the last like 2 or 3 years, They were really small under Horton. And granted, now we're talking, now we're going back like 7-8 years. But even the first couple of years under Wasikowski, they were just kind of a small team. These dudes are fucking big now. Like, they're big. Like,
I mean, who would have thought?
When they played UCLA a couple weeks ago or in the Big Ten Championship, they just look like they belong. Whereas 4 years ago, it was like, oh, these guys look scrappy. Oh, a bunch of David Ecksteins out there. So
they have a couple boppers in there, but then like 6 through 9.
Sure.
I mean, was it Riku, the classic?
Yes, that's the guy we loved for years.
Big leaguer, but still.
Yeah.
He's still a little fucking Punch and Judy hitter, but yeah.
Are you going to watch any of the Super Reach? It's on ESPN proper.
The Super Reach.
So they play Texas.
Yeah, okay. Texas.
And they're late night games too, right?
Yeah, like, I think 6 on Saturday, 7 on Sunday.
Yeah, or let's see, 5.
Five. Okay.
5 and 6. Yeah.
Five and six. Okay.
Wrote that down. Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch. Hell yeah.
And thus concludes Oregon baseball.
That's it. Yeah, sure. I'll probably watch. Go Ducks.
Hey, that might be the most baseball talk on an Oregon pod you're ever going to get. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Well, until that, if they make the College World Series.
Oh, yeah. If they make Omaha, we're all changing our backgrounds to like Oregon baseball, the whole thing. Yeah. We're definitely jumping on.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Number one fan street.
Well, yeah, no, we've been on board since day one. Number one Oregon baseball podcast. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been to 4 games this year.
Look at this fucking guy.
For years. What are we even talking about here?
Pretty invested.
Yep. Let's see. So NBA finals have started. The Spurs are cursed.
Bing bong.
Spurs are cursed just because they're playing against the Knicks. So, sorry. It is what it is. Knicks in 4. Or whatever, like that's it. Bing bong.
Yeah, Amari Stoudemire gonna be on Spurs, Legends Row.
Spurs will romp tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's just NBA. I mean,
you got to follow the script, Braga. They're not gonna be no fucking sweep.
It's a team of destiny, dudes. They haven't lost in like a month. What are we talking about?
That means they're due to lose.
You know the last two letters in destiny. And why? Just saying.
Do you just think of that? Because that's awesome.
I did.
That's really good. Yeah. All right.
No, I mean, like,
get ahead of that right now, King, and start printing shirts.
I should.
Destiny with the Knicks NY.
It was kind of weird because like Wemby looked soft. Right?
Oh, he was bad.
He was like the worst I've seen him in a while. He still had
25 and 12.
Yeah, but like nobody
he
else.
Was bad.
I mean, he took a ton of shots and was getting sort of bodied around. So I don't know. You hadn't really seen that yet. I think some of the talk going into that game was like, oh, he's on a different level. He's finally on this stage. Nobody's going to be able to stop him, blah, blah, blah. And then the Knicks are like, nah, fuck that. Like, we're an actual really good team, and we can be physical with you. And, hey, Carl Anthony Towns, like, pretty good. He's still pretty good. So,
Mitchell Robinson's the problem for him. But they are coming off a fucking just, like, death match against OKC while the Knicks sleepwalk through the Cavs. I mean, they're coming in a little fresher legs under them.
Yep.
So I'm going to give them a slight pass. Like I said, they're going to come out and romp game 2.
I mean, yeah, the Spurs were up. Granted, it was just 1, but they were up with like a minute and 50 left. And then the Knicks hit a couple big shots and it snowballed from there.
Boomwells makes old our me and King's president's going to be at the game 3. That's auto Knicks loss. Auto Knicks loss. Him going there to support his beloved New York Knickerbockers. Auto, but guaranteed. I'm guaranteeing that here. Game 3 loss in New York.
He can't sit courtside, can he? No, like, for security reasons, he's got to be Locked up in a booth.
Where are they going to, like, because there's going to be a camera, like a photo op. Like, where do you do that in Madison Square Garden? Like, they don't have, like, booths they can do that. Like, they do in an NFL stadium, do they? Like, the suites or whatever?
They got to have suites there.
Do they?
They got some suites, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They never do that in, like, NBA games. Like, you never.
No, NBA is like, yeah.
You're like
old man Danny's going to be fucking sitting next to Ben Stiller for sure.
Hell yeah. Ma'am Danny. He was on Pablo's podcast, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
Who, Ma'am Danny?
Yeah. I didn't actually listen to it yet, but.
Still upset that old Pablo decided to take the mask off of O's. Like, we. That really disappointed me. We needed our magicians to be unmasked.
We did.
Yeah. So let's expose the mentalist because we all thought he knew. Yeah. Good job. Pablo, that one was kind of a miss. I got to be honest.
I saw Mom Donnie.
Peter Copperfield does not cut himself in half. On the next, Pablo finds out.
I saw Mom Donnie on Action Bronson's show. They like went and ate Indian food or something. I was like, oh, okay, right on.
Yeah. How's Action? How's old Action doing?
He still works out.
Did he get slim?
He slimmed down and then he got bigger again. But he's still working out, so he's like not, you know, like super duper unhealthy anymore. But yeah, I think I think he's like more back to his old lifestyle, but he works out now too. So, yeah. Let's see. Anything else? Do we just want to do our list?
Any other sports stuff?
Not really.
I was going to say we could bring up our UFC at the White House coming up.
I'll watch. You guys going to watch?
I don't watch UFC, but no. I will see clips. You
don't ever watch UFC?
Depends. I watched like the Rousey fight. Like, that was sort of fun. Rousey, because it lasted
20 seconds.
20 seconds, yeah, totally. It was fun because it was the first time my kid had sat and watched any sort of fighting thing with me. And I was sort of explaining who the two people were. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. I remember her from the fucking Mandalorian show.
I remember you
telling me like why she got kicked off the Mandalorian show. No, oh, okay. She got choked out. Cool.
You better have broken down the injustices put upon Gina Carano. Come on.
Gina Carano. Yeah. The liberal Disney.
The liberal elite.
Uh-huh.
Knew she was getting too powerful.
The liberal Disney Kabbalah. Like, was holding her down. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
17 seconds, says Google. Mm. Yeah. Relatable, honestly, yeah. Like Swoosh said.
When is that fight, the UFC?
Yeah, I don't know.
White House.
Yeah.
Is it next weekend?
Somebody in the chat, tell us.
Like, just as an aside, are you guys, like, in 14. On the whole America 250 thing? Like, is that a thing? Like, you're celebrating? I mean,
the what?
America 250?
Like, oh, the concert thing, right?
No, just, well, you know, I mean, just in general. It's just, you know.
Does this guy not know what's going on here?
Uh-uh. America is turning 250 years old.
Okay, so that's what all the freedom concert stuff was for. I literally, by the way, like anytime.
You ever seen a bicentennial coin? Yeah.
I have. I remember. But like, that's how my brain is now, where like anytime anything like patriotic or like centered around like America first, America being great, blah, 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 I just assume it is something Trump concocted that's like not worth my time.
No, these are like big. This one's a bicentennial. Okay. You know, that was a big thing.
Like this,
it was. I remember the coins.
We haven't been around for a big one, so
I remember collecting the coins. Yeah,
yeah, it had it on. But this is one of those ones to where if it was literally any other president, the country would be like, I think we would be embracing this more,
more jazzed up.
Well, because guess what? Everyone would want to be included in it. Not when you pinpoint to like 20% of the population being excited of it.
I'm surprised
like Dem Cities and stuff haven't started to be like, hey, we want to celebrate America. We're going to do this ourselves.
Take it back. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have we're going to put on our own celebration for the country.
I do think it's a little weird that in the Super Bowl and for the finals, the NBA finals, the teams are putting on the America 250 patch. Cause like, it doesn't connect to me. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, the country's just going to age, and I'm sure there's going to be some sick parties and whatever. And in another 100 years, 350, that shit'll be sick too, or whatever. But it just doesn't register with me. I have no mesh point with caring how old the country is.
I'm not even saying that as like
the country sucks. Just 200 years old. It's 250. It's
like, did they even celebrate 150? Because like 200, nice, eat like 100, 200, 300. That makes sense. Would this have been a thing if Trump wasn't in office?
Yeah,
I think it would have still.
I think so. Yeah, I kind of looked into it. Every 50 years they do one. But the 100 year one is like the big one.
Yeah, that's
the 50 year one is kind of.
We're gonna be dead.
All right.
We're gonna be dead.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to. Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how. Yeah.
That's kale and run. So yeah, WCP, I think, like, laid it out for me in my brain. America 250 is the real celebration. Freedom 250 is the Trump thing. When you said the 250 thing, that's what I was picturing in my head. Was like the concert that everybody but Vanilla Ice backed out of.
Donnie, the big man is going to be the keynote speaker officially. Like, he put out another True Social today that he will be headlining. Doesn't want any has been music acts. He just wants him because he's bigger than Elvis and all that. So.
Who's this?
The big man.
Who would be bigger than Elvis? There's only one person bigger than Elvis.
Kid Rock?
Talking
about
Prezi T.
But I thought you were talking about like the headliner, like music headliner.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
He's the headliner now because everyone dropped out.
So it's not a music thing anymore. It's just not a music thing anymore. You sure he's not going to do like any of the dancing?
Well, he will. It will be. I'm sure there's going to be some banger lines from it. But can you imagine the whole concept? Again, I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. I'm not a person who's ever flown an American flag off my garage. I've never worn a lapel. It doesn't mean I hate the country. It just doesn't. I don't know. Doesn't hit me like that.
Everybody in the chat.
Love the 4th of July.
Everybody in the chat is saying I checked out and like I'm struggling. Like, you're right. You're right. You are accurate. I have on our country. I think maybe right now I have checked out.
Well, that's why he's trying to.
Yeah,
the big man. Right. He's trying to bring you back.
Trying to bring us back in. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This guy's already looking for fucking a house somewhere in fucking Spain.
My guy.
I mean, yeah. Did you not see that the reflecting pool is taller than the old Sears Tower? Mm-hmm. Did you not see that illustration yesterday?
I was having a talk the other day.
Back.
It's back.
I was having a talk the other day about that. Like, somebody, friend of mine's kids had a kid. And like, they're like, hey, does that make you want to have another kid? And I was like, fuck no. I'm like 4 years away from my kid being out of the house. And then I could go live wherever the fuck I want and like do whatever the fuck I want. Hell no. I'm about to move to Austria, motherfucker. And sit on a fucking yacht like Arnold used to do and drink champagne with. With black models like Arnold.
In Austria.
Yeah, who was born in Austria?
Maybe in like Arnold. the early aughts, I would say.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, first of all, you know this. Shut the fuck up. Let's do our list. Our list, Go ahead.
CTE, Benoit, when you get to Austria, tell that fat fuck Sepp to learn how to golf. Yeah. Fucking Sepp.
Man, like, your guys's, the D-Gen channel in our Discord has been the most active channel in our Discord. Like, I swear to God, y'all betting on golf and, like, talking golf, like...
I've been like, Sepp Blatter is a golfer now?
I know.
It's a cool career change.
Bro, you and I are very much on the same page with that, I think. Like,
no idea who they're talking
Why
about.
Would anybody pay attention to golf? Why would anybody, like, bet their actual money on golf?
I didn't know people bet on golf until this channel. I had no idea. And it's every day.
Every day.
Every week.
You guys are on there every day, Thursday to Sunday.
But you know what I mean. I mean, you know.
You guys are on there every day.
Well, talking about golf for the coming week.
I just didn't know
golf betting was such a.
It's like horse racing. You get big odds.
Oh, come on! Stop it! That is the sad one.
Dude. Oh, that's the good one. Well, dog racing is the sad one.
Well, yeah, we don't need to go into our. Some people in this orbit have invested in dog racing. We don't need to.
Also, you're just thinking of the HBO show. Like, not all horses die.
Luck was so fucking good. I wish those weak horses didn't die on set. Yeah. That was such a good
show. Did you invest in those greyhounds with Gummy? Or was that just a...
Okay, that's what I thought. They're running down in Florida, man.
Some of those nights at Tracksters were so sad.
I love Tracksters.
God, it was bad.
R.I.P. Yeah, oh... And going to people that are watching the dog races. Yeah, that's a...
it was so bad.
Do we need to elaborate on that story? Because I don't know this.
Oh, just this guy, Gummy. Some people in here know him. I know him.
Yeah.
Invested in, like, racing dogs.
A litter of greyhounds.
So there were a few times where we would go to Tracksters at, like, times that didn't make sense. And watch greyhounds run on the track.
And they were his greyhounds that he owned?
Not always. It was just, you know, that was the itch. Listen, it was a weird time.
Yeah.
This would have been like late 2000s, 2009, maybe?
Yeah, this is like Bush Obama years. Yeah, it was... And if no one knows what Tracksters is, it's gone now.
Yeah.
But it was a seedy little bar.
Attached to Elmer's. It was attached to Elmer's.
Wholesome place where you got pancakes and potato wedgies. And you went down.
It was a great place to watch sports too. Like, they had like a full bar and like 100 TVs. So you could actually, they had other sports you could watch. Just you got to weed through the degenerates watching, you know, the third race at Hawthorne.
Did they have it set up?
Thai greyhound racing was just.
Was it set up for that? Like Vegas or something like that? It was like a wall.
It was an actual OTV with a.
You could hold a ticket and do this. You
know? Oh, that's great.
Yes, it was. That was the best part of it.
That's great.
It was like Vegas. They had a little cage that you would go up to if you didn't know how to bet. To get your ticket, and cash it in. Oh my god,
what a!
I see. Booble said he watched Steelers Cardinals Super Bowl there. Fun day. Yeah, that's a great. That's a good matchup to watch.
Super Bowl, great Super Bowl.
That actually sounds great. Yeah,
yeah. You get some fucking Elmer's delivered to you.
Yeah,
waitress comes through. Oh yeah.
Wait, you could order Elmer's and have it taken to you in Tracksters?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is the greatest place in town.
We got too pious. We got too lippy. You know, we just
the libs didn't like the horses running. Yeah,
that's nuts. It's not good for the dogs. Hip dysplasia and all that.
Sunrise omelet.
I ate many omelets at the Tracksters.
Fucking Comrade Kate. You know what I mean?
I know.
Honestly. Yeah. Okay, anyway, our list comes from Swoosh McDuck in our Discord. Join our Discord, won't you? Sports Brewery in Discord. That is where you can give us list ideas and movie ideas and BS with Ski about golf if you, for some reason, anybody in the world would want to do that. Like,
my stream has honestly turned more into golf betting than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was opening like a set I actually enjoy, 1985 Tops. It had like McGuire, a rookie. Like it was a good set I liked. I barely cared about it because we were just talking golf.
What he's talking about is Ski does a podcast every Tuesday. Podcast. It's a stream on Twitch where he opens card packs and then talks gambling. So if you want to do that with Ski, that's the time to do that on Tuesday.
Live from Tracksters.
Yeah.
Live from Tracksters.
I wish. I would 100% go live from Tracksters.
There was a like weird year-long period where there was Elmer's, Tracksters, and Hodgepodge was still moving out of the Tracksters area. That was the most unhinged era ever, where it was like Elmer's gambling on Greyhounds, and just they're pushing out this little Hawaiian grill. Like good
times. What a combo, man.
I got quite a Portland people in the Discord here. Is the Rialto still a thing in Portland there? Because that was the other, I've watched like a derby up. That's another OTB in Portland. I'm not sure if it's still there.
What part of Portland?
I think it was like downtown, the one I went to.
Rialto. Okay.
The Rialto. I think there was a couple OTBs it used to be, but yeah. Okay.
Rialto, yes, says Fender. Betting partner.
Oh, they got rid of the OTB? Fuck. That's annoying.
Comrade Kate. Goose stepping on our rights, am I right?
Ed Kulongowski really fucked that one up. Jim Torrey, god damn it, Jim and Kulongowski.
Kulongowski.
I don't remember what Kulongowski did. Do you?
No.
It was Ted Kulongowski.
I'm sure Fender. I'm sure Fender in here knows.
Fender's. Yeah.
Too many Teds, man. I can't. You know, like Ted I saw. Talk. I was on my run the other day and I saw Kempf. Construction Kemp. Sign. So I don't know if that's the same one, but I saw it.
Oh, Kulongowski oversaw the Kinkle shit.
Well, I mean, I guess he's locked up, so I guess he did a good job.
Job done.
Job done. Yeah.
Our list this week comes from our Discord and Swoosh McDuck in our Discord. Hi, Swoosh. You're in our chat right now. He said, damn Barbara Roberts.
Oh, BR! Oh! Barbs!
It is top three video games from your childhood. So top three video games from your childhood. For us, that'd be like 80s, 90s. Cause
I think we go into early.
I was an adult.
Maybe late 90s, yeah.
Yep. Graduated in 2000. I was an adult. So it'd be 80s and 90s for me. I sort of based mine on like the amount I played it. The amount I played it. I'll say that because some games I just, through high school, Booble. Yeah, sounds good. So end of high school earlier. And I know you guys are sort of like putting your list together right now, so I am giving you a chance to do that. Essentially the games you played most, your favorite games, whatever works for you. That's what I did though. I did like the games I played most / favorite games. So, I can start unless you guys want to.
Go for it.
I'll start. My number three is Final Fantasy VIII. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why not Final Fantasy VII? Or Final Fantasy X, even?
Totally what I was thinking. How'd you know?
Yep.
10 came out, you would have been out of high school, I believe, Brogan.
I don't think so.
Is Final Fantasy the game that was so large it came in, like, plastic tomb?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I was out. I was out on that one.
Yeah. So seven was the big one, right? Like, and I played the shit out of seven. Don't get me wrong. Like, I loved seven, but six. but eight is the one I ended up playing most. I really fucking loved eight, and they changed the system for the summons. And so the way you could assign those into the, into the things so you could like use them and different characters could use them in this one. And it was just cool as hell. So Yeah, I don't know. Final Fantasy VIII. I know, it's kind of weird. It's a weird choice out of all the video games from my childhood, but I played the shit out of it. That's it.
All right, I guess go. My number three, an NES game, Battletoads. That was fucking you fighting toads. I believe their names were Rash, Zitz, and something.
Yeah, what were also. They?
But they were like cool. You know, they were like Ninja Turtle-esque. You know, they're cool. Cool toads, man.
I'm looking up the names for those. My phone decided to autocorrect to Bartley Oaf's names. Bartley Oaf's instead of Battletoads. That's cool. King, what's your three?
My three is the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game on the Game Boy console.
Ooh, Game Boy.
Ooh. Game Boy. Just throwing something at Krang. How? Mm-hmm. That rascal Krang.
It was Rash, Zitz, and Pimple.
Pimple, of course, Pimple.
Because the powerhouse muscle of the team was Pimple.
Yeah, yeah. The fucking house.
So back to the Game Boy. Like, did you have the one, I think we all sort of probably had the same one from back then, right? Where it didn't have backlighting. Like, if it was dark, you couldn't play it. Like,
couldn't play it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Did you have the little, the magnifying glass thing that you could put over it?
I did get it, but I don't think I use it that often.
Yeah.
I was kind of hit it raw.
Kids have no idea.
No, and it's
no idea.
It's kind of crazy that the portable video game package system like just never really caught on.
Yeah,
like the PSP kind of did.
Yeah, not really,
but it didn't.
Game Gear was bigger than PSP, I think.
Yeah, Game Gear was big.
People with Switches actually play them like not plugged into their TV.
Yeah,
I.
Yes,
they do. They actually use them as handheld, and as opposed to
the Wii was bigger though. Although the Wii you couldn't take with you, but the Switch you can like actually take with you on a train and shit. Like I think people do.
Like in my house, the Switch has always kind of been like plugged in.
Yeah, you want to play it on a big screen.
Totally.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's like the big expensive one that the guys who did Half-Life made. I can't remember what it's called, but like there's a really big sort of expensive one that you can play. It connects to your Steam account, and so any Steam game you can have, you can play handheld. Oh, and I forget what they're called, but yeah.
My nephew was Steam Deck. Yeah. Has the Steam Deck, and I saw it last month. Pretty fucking cool.
Crazy. Yeah.
I had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was big or not, but that thing is pretty cool.
Really that expensive. Thing is pretty cool. Like really expensive. But
yes,
like
basically what my oldest and a couple of his friends came over and they were like, and he had just got into town and was sitting on the couch. You got the Steam Deck, holy shit. And I'm like, I don't know what
this is. I had no idea.
No, but I got this old Game Boy.
You want to play it? Sorry, it's too dark.
You want to drop a gray and gray pill on a gray or grayer virus?
Dude, I went to like a video game bar up in Portland. I forget what it's called, but like they had that. They had Dr. Mario.
I love Dr. Mario.
They had it. I was like, oh my god. And my friend's wife is like legitimately the best Dr. Mario player ever. And I didn't know this until we went to this bar and she was like, hey, by the way, like I'm really good at this. Do you want to
kind of a big deal?
Like, do you want to play against me? And I was like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, sure, what do you say?
Yeah, woman. Show me what you got, broad. She fucked me up, man. It was like ridiculous. Like, how does one acquire this skill?
It's Tetris is all it is. So one of our buddies was playing in the World Championship of Tetris.
Yeah.
Another buddy had like the highest score in new Tetris for 64 for a while. Yeah. So it was like,
was that Markstrom?
Different breed. Markstrom was the one that played in the Worlds.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Against some fucking, might have been against a fucking Weegean, but some sort of Nordic guy was like the reigning champ and took him to school.
Will you read the threes from the chat, please? I can't see it anymore.
Number three, Fender, Lakers versus Celtics in the playoffs, Genesis. Ooh,
surprise is not a Bulls versus Blazers.
Not Bulls versus Blazers. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Boobel, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I could see that.
Swoosh, Jordan versus Bird, NES.
That shit was fun.
The age difference here, CT Benoit was Ready to Rumble on Dreamcast.
Oh my god, that game's so good. Oh, like it was on, wasn't it on like PlayStation as well? What was the other system Ready to Rumble was on? Because I didn't have a Dreamcast, but I remember playing it. So it was on something else, but fuck, that game rules.
WCP Tecmo Super Bowl, aka Tecmo Bow.
Yeah.
And then AK-47 again, agency. Now we're going the other direction with age. Dr. J versus Bird on Atari. So
that's not a real game.
That's not real.
That's not real.
You made that
shit
up.
That one's not real.
There's no way Atari paid Dr. J. Like, no fucking way.
Versus Bird also. This was like young upstart Bird.
Yeah, they
start up. Atari was trying to start race wars in 1984.
Really, yes.
Dr. J versus Larry. What are we doing?
That's actually what the game is. It's actually like a fighting game. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually called Race War. Yeah.
Jordan versus...
Because there was Base Wars. Remember Base Wars? Jordan, that was like the Jordan, one where you could be like robots and fight on second base if there was a close play. Like...
One-on-one Dr. J versus Larry Bird was ported to Atari 8-bit computers in the Atari 7800.
Wow.
What does it look like? Can you hold up your phone so we can see it?
All they're showing is Jordan versus Bird.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's all the pictures I'm getting out.
Wow. It's a real thing. WCP confirms. Wow. Dr. J versus Bird. Wild. Yeah, AK had a ColecoVision for sure. All right, my number two is Mario, Super Mario World. That was the one where you could get the little feather, and it would like give you the cape, so you could fly and do the brown. And yep. I played that so fucking much, and it was. I treated that game like, you know, like Xbox and PlayStation games have like trophies and achievements now. Like, I treated that game like that. I was like a completionist with that game. And I'll never forget, there was like one little area. It was like where you had to get these keys to like open these special doors to get to the special levels. Yep. And there was one where you had to like duck and fly at the same time. And not only did you have to do that, but you had to do it at the specific right speed and time to be able to like land perfectly in this like little ass hole in the area up there to be able to get to it. And that is one of the most satisfying video game things that I have ever experienced in my life. And it happened when I was like a child, when I was able to do that. Never forget that until the day that I die. I'll be on my deathbed and be like, I fucked up a whole bunch of things in my life, but I got that key on Super Mario World.
Where
I
had to duck the and hole. Fly.
Yeah. I got in that little hole. Yep.
Message.
Pause.
Right. My number two, it's a tough one. N64, surprisingly, it's not going to be GoldenEye. I played Mario Kart, I believe, collectively more. Because you played that more by yourself. You always play GoldenEye with other people. So Mario Kart's my number two.
I get that. NFL Blitz, another one for 64. But again, that was a play with your friends game.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But played so much of that, too. That was really it, because I didn't have a 64. And so I only ever really played the multiplayer games, Because I know like Mario 64 was a big deal too. I never had one, so I never played it. I had a PS2 instead. So PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 boy. Then I switched to Xbox.
Yep.
Yep.
Fool.
I guess. I got both, so whatever. I'm an adult.
That's a great thing about being an adult. Yeah. You don't need to fight the console wars. You can just get both now.
I'm a single man. I can get whatever the fuck I want.
I'm an Xbox. I have both as well.
Yeah.
I like the Xbox more. I just like the controller more.
I do too.
That's it.
I do too.
It's the only reason why.
I like the interface. I like the interface more. PlayStation games, like, but far superior. Like, there is no question. They look better. They are smoother. I fully understand where you're coming from, but I like playing my Xbox better. I just do.
Same.
Yep. Yeah. And I like the achievements better. Frankly, I'm an achievement whore. Like, I think they're fun.
Needs that validation.
I need the validation. Yep. Exactly that. I'm not getting it from anywhere
He's
else.
He's a good boy.
I need my Xbox to tell me I'm a good boy. Yep. All right. You guys give your twos yet?
Yep, Kings do.
Right. My number two is GoldenEye. Just wasted too much time with, just that golden gun pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Will you do the twos?
Oh, number two, Booble.
I might be able to see.
WWF SmackDown.
Yeah, actually, I can see
Not that. Sure what console you got those. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Simpsons Hit and Run from Benoit. That's another fun one. That's one they have in the arcade game at Chicken Bones currently. So if you go into Chicken Bones in Springfield, you can play that on arcade.
Is that where Marge picks up a vacuum cleaner and beats someone up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That game rocked.
That game fucking rules.
Bart has a skateboard. Lisa has a jump rope. And Homer just bare hands, I think.
So wait. Is that Simpsons Hit and Run? Or is that like a different one?
Oh, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
It could just be Simpsons Arcade, which could be a different thing.
Because I think Hit and Run is the one where you're like actually driving a taxi or something. And
it's like crazy taxi.
Or, yeah, but the Simpsons. Yeah. Let's see. Swoosh McDuck, WCW versus the World, PS1. So many good like wrestling games back then. Like they really
wrestling games were definitely a thing.
They ruled. They ruled.
Yeah.
Yeah. WCP GoldenEye, Fender, and AK-47 NBA Jam. So let's see. Fender says NBA Jams. Is there an actual difference there?
Maybe he's just taking in the whole.
It could.
Yeah. I don't.
NBA
think so.
Jam 1, NBA Jam 2. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Superior one of them all was NBA Hang Time.
Hang Time, yeah, for
was
sure.
Was the best one.
For sure.
But those were the OG ones. So
NBA that. Street was also very fucking fun.
NBA Street 2.
Two was the one.
Two was the big one, yep. That game was fun. Like, period. End of sentence.
Period.
Yeah.
Clock it.
All right, number ones. My number one is Bond. It was honestly that, like, I think that or Perfect Dark, I think probably, but like, I think I liked elements of Perfect Dark better, like, because it had the laptop gun, it had some of the same levels as Bond, like it had the temple and stuff like that, and I don't know, it was fun, but I played way more GoldenEye, and with my friends, and occasionally, if we think about it when we're hanging out, somebody will bring their 64 and a bunch of controllers and we'll fucking fire that up again. And it's always fun.
All right. My number one, and I think it was probably a landslide for hours played on it. And I forget who it was. Somebody mentioned Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It's kind of like, GTA, where it's like, you could just go and fuck around. You don't need to run missions or do anything like that. You could just kill 4 hours just trying to get the most points, in one trick or something like that. Just replayability on it was vast.
Those are always, the really cool games is the ones where you don't even necessarily need to do the storyline at all.
Mm.
And you could waste 8 hours in a day. Just the Spider-Man games were like that for me. Like, the PS... I guess they came out on PS4, but I played them on PS5. Like, those games were like that for me. I just turn it on and do random spawned events in the city of New York and just swing around, and it was gorgeous and like fluid and fun. And yeah,
it was also one of those things.
Yeah, but GTA was like that too, for sure.
Yeah. But like Tony Hawk was one of those ones. I don't think the new generation has the attention span of like, all right, you need to hit a certain amount of points. It might take you 60 tries of resetting and doing again to hit, like, to get that amount of points to get the achievement of it, you know, to get past the level to 100% it.
Nothing asks them to do that anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
There aren't games that make them do that anymore. Yeah.
No, that's the problem with, like, even, you know, if people always hated like the skater kids, but like those fuckers spent like 5 hours trying to land one trick.
Yeah.
I
think that has like changed as the years went on, and those kids are now parents, and I think people realize that, and especially because it's like an Olympic sport now, where 13-year-olds are getting gold medals. Like, it's like, No, actually, like, it's really fucking hard, and they spend a lot of time like trying to perfect these really hard physical things. This is probably the best exercise they could possibly get, so let's maybe get off their back a little bit. Also, weed's legal, so maybe shut up about that too, like. Yeah, the whole thing. All right, King, sorry, we've been talking for like a half an hour.
My number one, it wasn't even in real time, it was like years after. It was just because we were poor and had nothing else to do with my roommate at the time, Brett, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. All-Star Baseball 99 with Larry Walker on the cover. We would sit up.
On what?
This is how poor we were. Larry Walker.
No, on what? What system?
It was on all
Xbox.
Of them.
Oh, okay.
Xbox, right. And N64.
Okay.
It was on all. Yeah,
sorry, but, I interrupted you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You really did. You messed up my flow. I don't remember what I was going to say now.
Well, fuck it. Screw your number one.
I thought you were going to say, I guess it would have been
so
later.
You were playing with Biggie Smalls, and what was your experience playing with Biggie Smalls?
I don't remember anymore. Okay. You ruined it.
Oh, you ruined it. Yeah.
Yep.
I guess it would have been too later. Yeah, I thought your game was, what was it, NCAA 07? The one where you would cheat?
It was 03. It was
03 even. All right. Still.
No, it was 05. Sorry. It was 05. It was 05. It was 05. But yes, I did. That was the cheat one.
Yeah.
That one.
Cheaters.
I don't want to count that one because it was cheating. You just. Yeah.
Well, it was
fucking seam route, and it.
Run a seam route with the Huskies, and it was 100% a touchdown. Made no sense.
Well, it was.
Like, Cody Pickett was like the best quarterback ever.
I think you were mixing it up with Madden 07, I think, Ski.
Madden
because that's the one where you could be Vic and just run circles around everybody and nobody could stop you. Yeah.
But the All-Star Baseball 99, it was our thing was someone would be the Mariners with Randy Johnson, and we would pitch at Coors Field. That was the only game we played. Mariners and Rockies at Coors Field. Just to see how far the ball would go, three times a game you would hit it.
You throw it as fast as you possibly could in the game.
Yeah. and this traveled with us through apartments and homes. We lived in a house that was crooked and sinking on Patterson. You know, we were sitting on tree stumps on a house on Oak Patch, apartment on Oak Patch. We literally sat on tree stumps that we found outside. It was fun. We're like, well, we're literally just eating off our fat tonight, so let's just take turns being the Mariners and just see how many strikeouts we can get. Maybe we'll hit a couple solo shots. It's gonna be fun.
That's beautiful.
I don't really know if it was fun.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story.
Quick. Yeah. Sometimes we'd go out and smoke a top cigarette if we had an extra dollar that day.
Find some change laying around. Yeah.
Yeah. Walk to Taco Bell smoking a top cigarette to get a couple 69-cent bean burritos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Come back and sit on a stump on Oak Patch and a game that was 4 years old.
The good old days when you could actually sit outside on Oak Patch. I'm not sure if anyone's sitting outside on.
You can.
Yeah, one could.
This wouldn't.
Yeah.
One could.
Don't advise. Yeah, don't advise it. You want to do the ones for me?
All right. Oh, I got to go. Number one, Fender Contra.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yep.
Also difficult.
Yes.
Yes. Also very difficult. Yep.
WCP Perfect Dark.
Yeah, man. So cool.
Benoit Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Great one.
AK-47, the sneaky one, Super Mario Kart on Super Nintendo.
Oh.
Because 64 is better, but the Super Nintendo one was fun as shit.
Respect, yeah.
It actually took more skill to be good at the Super Nintendo one than the 64 one. Swoosh McDuck Pilot Wings on Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
I recently bought that game for my recently purchased Super Nintendo.
But
also, Braga, to answer the question, it was on the 64.
Okay.
Nintendo 64 is the one we
played. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's great. There was a really fun baseball game I played on Dreamcast at like the Cooley's house a bunch. And I don't remember anything about it other than it was fun as hell.
Griffey?
Maybe.
No, I don't think that made it to the Dreamcast.
Had Dreamcast.
I don't know. No. Yeah.
Like Andres Galarraga baseball.
Very possible, actually. Yeah. There was the really good like wrestling game on Dreamcast too. And I can't remember what that one was called because there were so many fucking wrestling games, but like it was very fun.
Is there any chance CTE Benoit knows who Andres Galarraga and Larry Walker are?
Or what a Dreamcast is?
Like,
That was his number three was off Dreamcast, so he knows what a Dreamcast is.
Fair.
Ellis Burks, was he on that?
I call fucking bullshit, by the way. He was like 2 years old when Dreamcast was out. Like, you're lying. Stop lying.
And then the other one, Boobles, was GTA Vice City as well.
Okay. Want to throw out some honorable mentions on there?
Honorable mentions, well, we got NCAA 03, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario Kart, the Blue Marlin. I don't even know which one that is for NES.
Is it like where you're like the dolphin swimming around?
That's Echo.
Echo.
Echo the dolphin on Sega CD.
Yeah.
What a game.
With Land Shark.
Oh, yeah. Booble, a couple. Twisted Metal was good. Metal Gear Solid. Yep. Double Dragon. Need for Speed.
That's my, by the way, like Metal Gear Solid is my like honorable mention, like my one honorable mention, because that game was cool as hell too, and I played that a whole bunch. And like I don't even know how we figured it out as kids, because it's not like we had the internet or something like that, but when you figured out how to, like, it was like word of mouth probably, but like when you figured out how to, when you had to use like the second control,
Game Shark.
Yeah, like, but you had to use the second controller to be able to kill Psycho Mantis. That was just like,
that could have been like, was Game Informer a magazine back then? Yeah, there was some sort of video game magazine I would have.
Did Nintendo Power give out cheat codes?
No, you had to call. I think they had to call the hotline, the Nintendo hotline, to be like, "Hey, I'm stuck on this part. What do I do?"
Yep. Yep.
God, what an innocent time.
I did get PlayStation Magazine. I remember getting PlayStation Magazine because they had demos. Like, they would do like demo CDs that they would send you to. I just, by the way, like literally just like in spring cleaning in the last couple of years, like finally like threw those out. Those demo discs from like the PS1 demo discs I still had. I was like, hey, you never know when you're going to want to fire these up. You got your
60 hour AOL disc on it as well.
Like, maybe somebody will like pay for this. I don't know. let's see. Any other ones on there?
There's a whole bunch of them.
Really. Okay, cool. That is the end of our list. Again, our movie on Sunday is Chicago. I made the mistake of watching Philadelphia and had to like correct myself. Very different movie, you know, Philadelphia and Chicago. So
a little different feels to it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think this is right. Then I was like, maybe I'm supposed to watch L.A. Confidential. So I watched that, too. And then
Richard Gere. Yeah. Fucking Richard Gere.
Yeah. Then eventually got to
Chicago. Well, then don't watch Chicago either.
No.
Yeah. So Chicago, watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.